Also, there was no more sea, Revelation 21:1. Most theologians have speculated that the sea is symbolic of chaos and disorder, which would have no place in the new world. Scriptures provide more theories. No more division. The Apostle John received his vision while living as an exile on the island of Patmos, Revelation 1:9. The sea was his prison, keeping him from his brethren and his ministry travels. There won't be any such barriers in the world to come. There will be unbroken fellowship of the saints, probably because we'll be able to transport ourselves instantly with nothing to stop us. No more uncertainty. The sea is a symbol of change with its tides and storms, its constantly churning waves. Our present world is constantly changing like the sea, but in the new world, nothing unexpected will mar our peace and joy. Nothing will wreck our hopes and plans for eternity. Endless provision with no pain. The sea is a symbol of man's struggle to survive, but the river of life will provide everything we need. A place of broad rivers and streams in which no galley with oars will sail, Isaiah 33:21. You give them drink from the river of your pleasures, for with you is the fountain of life, Psalms 36:8-9. There is a river whose streams shall make glad the city of God, Psalms 46:4. A fountain shall flow from the house of the Lord, Joel 3:18. There was water flowing from under the threshold of the temple. Everything will live wherever the river goes, Ezekiel 47:1-9. Living waters shall flow from Jerusalem, Zechariah 14:8. Whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst, but the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life, John 4:14.